afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and you have arrived at the one place on the internet where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. It is Monday, July 17th, and I am saying hello again to many of you that I saw on Saturday, July 15th at my Business Growth Conference. We were there all day in Secaucus, New Jersey at the Wyndham Hotel, learning from experts on various different topics to help you grow your business. We had a media relations and publicist expert to talk about how to get publicity for your business on a shoestring budget. We had an attorney who shared with us great information on how to hire employees or how to engage the services of contractors to help you build your business, protect your trade secrets, et cetera, et cetera. And we had the one and only e-commerce diva who helped us understand the ins and outs of making our online cash registers ring. And then there was me, yours truly, helping out with trademarking and branding issues. And we had a fantastic time. If you missed it and weren't able to attend, don't worry. We had a professional audio services there to record the conference so that you'll be able to download it as soon as we can scramble up all the technical ins and outs of getting that on the website. You'll be able to go there and download it and join us virtually. In today's Washington Post, guys, I was so excited. My husband pointed this article out to me, and I just had to share it with you. As you know, one of the things we talked about in some depth at the conference this past Saturday was the topic of branding. And there's an article in the business section of today's Post about that very issue. And the article talks about companies, or actually it's not companies, it talks about the importance of branding to counties and municipalities throughout the country. So just so you know, if you think branding is just for small businesses and large businesses, it's also for geographic locations trying to attract revenue to their tax base, as well as to events and cultural opportunities that they have in their areas. And so if you're interested in finding out more about branding and how even you can use some of the tips and tricks from municipalities and counties around the country, I encourage you to check out the Washington Post business section from today, July 17th. And, of course, speaking of branding, there are so many ways to do that, and if you haven't started yet, you need to start looking at many of them, and one of them is using a tool called blogging. Now, you may not have a blog of your own, but chances are if you've been on the Internet for even a couple of days, you understand a little bit about what a blog is, and if you don't have one of your own yet. And on today's show, we have got the blogging expert of the universe here. I am so excited to introduce you to this lady. If you are listening to the show today and you can, get out a pen and a piece of paper and start taking notes. Debbie Wheel, who is the corporate blogging expert, has a unique background as a veteran journalist. She has an MBA and corporate marketing experience. She is a consultant, speaker, and trainer, and she knows how large companies brand themselves to consumers. And she has translated a lot of that knowledge for small business owners like you and me who want to use some of the techniques and strategies that large companies use to brand themselves. And she is fantastic, and we've got her right here on the show today. She's the author of the corporate blogging book, which is due out in just a few short weeks. The subtitle is Everything You Need to Know to Get It Right. Welcome to the show, Debbie Wheel, the corporate blogging guru.
Donna, thank you. It's actually Debbie Weil, but that's neither here nor there.
Am I saying it wrong?
It is Weil, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I practiced. And well, okay, let me start over. Debbie Weil, the corporate branding guru. Welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here. And, you know, I hate the word blogging. I think it is just completely unattractive. And you know the history of the blog. Is there some story of how that word came into existence and why it's so ugly?
Well, you know, I love that question because the answer is yes. It's very simple. It's a contraction of web and log, like a log. Okay, so get it, web blog.
Okay.
So you drop the W-E and you're left with B-L-O-G. And back in, I think, about 1999, the fellow whose name I'm now forgetting, who was one of the first to start a a log, if you will, that he decided that there should be a contraction. Then he said he really liked the idea that the board was so awful because a web log should have a lot of stuff on it, and he said he liked the idea that it sort of sounded like, I'll use the more polite word, upchucking,
mm-hmm.
and therefore that was okay with him, that the word blog was so ugly, because it,
okay.
In fact, I got it right here, I'm looking in my book. He said, blog, I like that it's roughly onomatopoeic of vomiting.
Okay, oh, wow. We'll talk about how that fits in. And, you know, it's funny because I've had the same, a couple of website designers, one of them I've had since late 1999, and a few years ago, in one of my websites, which I don't have up anymore, I started writing a monthly, sort of including in my website, a monthly journal entry called Here and There, and I would go in and I would write about basically a journal about something or some significant things that had happened that month, and I included pictures and everything, and a couple of weeks after, or months after I started that, my website designer sent me an email saying, you know, you do all this, you go in there, and what you're really doing is blogging. Why don't you take a look here at this website and learn a little bit more about it? And I remember thinking, and this is so awful, Debbie, I went, blogging? I don't want to blog. It sounds awful. It's not going to be around for long. I'm not going to do it.
Well, if someone said to me, Donna, gee, it sounds painful.
Yeah. Well, you know what she did, just to stick a pin in my side? She emailed those messages to me a couple of weeks ago. I told her that you were going to be on the show, so she sent me my messages back, and of course I've had a blog now for several months, and I really enjoy doing it, but it was kind of funny because I thought, you know, what an idiot I can be sometimes. I say people's names incorrectly, and then I'm way behind the curve on blogging. But anyway, on the theory that many other people may not understand how they can use a blog to expand their brand and entrench their brand in the mind of their customers, I know that you, because I've read the first chapter of your book and I know from your blog what a genius you are about this stuff, how people can be helped by some information that you have to share. So can you just start like with the basics? What exactly is a blog? And if you kind of put that in the context of a small business owner, and how can it help us?
Okay. Well, let's take the word blog and let's separate it and look at it in two ways. The first way to think about a blog is that it's just an instant publishing tool. It's a really easy way. In other words, if you can write an email in Yahoo and hit send, you can write a blog post through blogging software and hit publish.
Okay.
So that's the tool, and it's very important to separate it from the whole way of communicating, which is called blogging.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is that there are some companies, and you'll begin to see this more and more, who are just using the tool. They use the instant publishing tool, and they don't need to bother their IT department. They can just publish instantly. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the blogging piece, where you do what's called blogging, is to write in a conversational, informal, very human, transparent way and invite a conversation with your readers. So you get comments back from your readers. The readers, in fact, because of the way the blogging software works, can click and type in a comment on your blog. So that's the bigger idea of what the blogging is and how that can have a lot of personality in it. And that's how it ties into the branding.
So you can have a blog and not be blogging with it.
That almost sounds like a radical thing to say, but the answer is absolutely. I mean, I had a reporter call me this morning and wanted me to look at a very obscure blog that's new, that's put up by a securities industry group. And she said to me, now, what do you think of this blog? And I looked at it and I said, well, it's not a blog. It's some sort of publishing thing that they're... I mean, it was a blog on blogging software.
Mm-hmm.
But it was completely unclear who was writing it. It was not conversational. It was very dry. It was sort of like little memos with things that they were pasting into it. And certainly didn't invite readers to comment back. And I said to her, you know, there's nothing wrong with this. But if their intention is to publish a blog and get a conversation going, they're probably not going to be successful. So I think we're going to see more and more of this, Donna, where companies say, oh, wow, this blogging software is easy, it's inexpensive, I can set it up really quickly, I'll just kind of get something up there and start writing. But they're not necessarily blogging in a way that's interesting or compelling.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I know you see a lot of, and so do I, is people who hear about a blog and they go to an online tool that allows you to create a blog for free. So and they give you some examples of, you know, blogs and how you can do them. And people set up blogs, and then they blog once or twice, and then they stop blogging.
Well,
because
yeah.
It's time-consuming to someone. So can you offer some tips to help people get started? And we actually have to go to our first break, so we'll be right back with that question, Debbie. This is Donna Maria with Debbie Wheel, the blogging, corporate blogging expert on the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm Donna Maria, and we have got the corporate blogging expert on the show today, Debbie Wheel, who is has her website at debbiewheel.com. I'm going to spell that because I've been pronouncing it incorrectly the whole time. It's DebbieWheel.com, or you can just go to the corporateblogginbook.com, which is her soon-to-be-released book about, what else, corporate blogging. And Debbie, our question before we took our first break was, you know, when you decide you'd like to create a blog, how do you figure out whether it's worth it or not? It can be very time-consuming kind of to learn how to do it properly, and I know your book will make that easier for a lot of people, so we look forward to that. But in the meantime, how can we sort of look at blogging as a tool, and what can we do, again, as small business owners with limited free time, so to speak, make it something that can work for us?
Well, I think the first thing to do is, and I hate to use this word strategic, but is to think a little bit strategically about a blog or blogging and why you would want to do it. And you don't need to make it terribly complicated. If you have a website or if you don't have a website, a blog is simply an interactive website.
Okay.
And there's just no question about it. You cannot be in business these days. You just can't be in business without a website.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you're listening and you don't have a website, this is perfect for you. Go to typepad.com or you can go to blogger.com. That's a free one. And you can start a blog, and that can be your website. So, again, strategically, why would you do this? Because particularly if you are a company of one, or maybe you have some freelancers that help you, short of time,
mm-hmm.
Using a blog basically as your site is the easiest way to keep a site that is fresh, that is updated, that is interesting, that people have a reason to go to, and that will come up high in search engine results. Because, again, often you don't have any sort of marketing budget, but you want to be found. You want to be visible in search engine results. And that is actually the one technical reason that blogs are just, they're just amazing. I mean, if you start blogging, your blog entries, as they're called, or posts, in other words, it's each separate time you write something and click publish, each one of those becomes its own separate web page.
Oh.
And even if you blog once or twice a week, or even once a week, but once or twice a week is better, you know, you start accumulating and creating a bunch of pages, and if they're on your topic, whatever your service is, and people type that phrase into Google, you will see that your blog entries will start to come up higher in search engine results.
Wow.
So that is, I mean, that's probably the easiest, clearest, simplest reason for why a small business person would really, truly want to consider using this as their online marketing strategy, if you will.
Okay, so just like having a unique website that you update regularly to add your products and services and new pictures and new this and new that, just like the, and also having links from other people that link to your website, similarly speaking, updating your blog regularly and entering new entries also is a free, monetarily free way to increase your search engine ranking.
And it's much more powerful, Donna Marie, than doing it on a website. And the reason is that's the way the blogging technology works.
Well, what if you have your blog in your website? Like I have a thinking of myself and also some other small business owners I know who sell products and services, and their blog is, you know, you can click on a link in their website and be taken to their blog pages. Different website.
Yeah, but think about it. Reverse that in your thinking and think, okay, you want people to find you because of the particular products or services you're selling, and they're much more apt to find one of your blog entries, okay, because that's the way it works. And the search engines, that's where the algorithm works. Search engines like fresh content. They like updated pages.
Okay.
So they're much more apt to find one of your blog entries. They click, it goes to your blog, and then the way you configure the blog is you just make it completely obvious how to get back to those product pages on your website.
Okay.
So I'm really flipping it. In other words, they find your blog first, and then it's really easy, and you do it in a graceful, you know, not too salesy way. You put the links on the left-hand side or the right-hand side of the blog, and they can see quickly and easily how to get back to your main site where they want to sign up for something or to buy something.
Okay, so you're talking kind of there about maintaining two websites.
Well, you know, your static site should basically be your static site. And if, again, your budget is small, I'm telling you, you can use your blog as your website. Let me give you an example. There's a sign painting company that's in my book, a very small company up in New Hampshire, and the guy who runs it, his name is J.D. Isles, and his blog is called Signs Never Sleep.
Okay.
Which is kind of cute. And I think the name of the company is Lincoln Sign Company. I think it's in Lincoln, New Hampshire. And he started blogging a couple years ago and didn't want to bother with his website. So he basically doesn't pay any attention to his website, which is just a couple pages. He puts all of his attention into the blog, and this guy is obviously a very dedicated entrepreneur. He told me he gets up every morning at 3 a.m. and types up some little entry and posts a picture of one of the new signs that his shop, his little shop, has created.
Oh!
So the blog becomes an ongoing record. It's like it's like a gallery of the products he's creating.
It's his work.
The problem with having a sign painting business is that all your products go out the door.
Right.
And then you can't showcase them. So in his case, he didn't want to bother with anything technical. He wanted a really easy way to keep updating what he was doing and kind of what goes on in his shop. And he told me that last year, 2005, I think 10% of his total revenue came through the blog. And I said, well, how do you know? And he said, well, I run a very small personal business. So I asked people, how do they find me?
Oh.
So I think in his case that was, you know, $35,000 out of $350,000, and that's nothing to sniff at. Probably, you know, could make that even more. So the point is, again, he just uses it. It's just so much easier for him to manage it than to manage a website where you have to usually delve into a bit of code and FTPing new files up to your server and so forth.
Wow, that's amazing. So what does someone who has never done a blog before do to get started?
Well, the easiest way to do it is, now I'm going to contradict myself. I said you need to be strategic and think about it strategically because you have to have a reason to do it, okay? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, don't think about it too much. Just go to, I really recommend typepad.com.
Typepad.com. And Debbie, let me say, too, that, I mean, you just gave us a reason to do it. Is number one, it increases hits to your blog, which increases hits to your website, which, if your website sells your products and services, increases your sales of products and services.
Right.
That's so, pretty much, I mean, that's at its core, that's it, right?
That's it. And it doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. And by the way, the sign, if you go to signsneversleep.com, which is J.D. Oz's blog for his sign painting business, he uses TypePad.
Okay.
T-Y-P-E-P-A-D. And they have a 30-day free trial, and then you can sign up. I think it's $5 a month.
Oh, great.
And they have all kinds of templates you can use, which can also be made to look like your own website if you already have a website. And, I mean, $5 a month is nothing.
That's nothing. Is that the vehicle or the tool that's owned by a company called Six Apart?
Yes. And I should have, I just didn't say that. But that's Six Apart, which also make something called Movable Type, which is similar. It's the version you can license and put on your own computer or your own server. But TypePad is just amazing. It has every bell, every whistle you could possibly want. And again, you can get it for $5 a month.
Wow.
I think it's $4.95 a month.
Wow. Okay, well, that's a good place to start. And you also said there was a free one a second ago. What's it? Is it
Blogger.com? Well, it's Blogger.com, but I think it's falling out of favor a bit. It doesn't have all the features that people want. I can't remember what it does for, I'm not sure it has track backs. Again, I don't want to sound too technical here, but another one that a lot of people use these days and they really like is WordPress.com.
WordPress, okay.
There's also WordPress.org, which is the open source, again, installable version that takes some configuration by a techie type. But WordPress.com, again, has lots of different templates. It's a little less user-friendly looking, but right now it's the very in-cool one if you're sort of into this whole thing.
Okay.
So I would say WordPress.com if you're feeling a little bit adventurous, and TypePad.com if you want to have a little bit more of it sort of done for you behind the scenes.
A little bit easier to work with, it sounds like. So when you get started with your blog, it sounds like from what you're saying that part of the beauty of a blog is that you can get started without really being 100% comfortable with exactly what you're doing.
Well, exactly. I couldn't have said that better, and I think that's part of the problem with this is you know, it's very... certainly a very corporate mindset to think, you know, we're going to figure this all out. We're going to have the perfect strategic plan, and we're going to have the 9-month project plan, and we're going to launch it in 9 months. You know what?
CEOs, we don't do that. Sort
right.
Of.
I mean, anyone who's listening today can hang up and go and start a blog in the next hour. Before the end of the day, before your afternoon tea hour, you can have started a blog. Now, you asked me, or were you going to ask me this? How long does it take? Go ahead.
Yeah, kind of how long does it take before, and I know this is kind of a, it's not a very artfully posed question, but the idea is to kind of translate the efforts into some kind of positive feedback, even if it's just, you know, a comment at your blog. How long does it generally take?
Well, I think
for people to get that kind of positive stroke from their
I think, you know, you've just got to keep at it. Again, even if you don't post, you don't need to post every day, but a couple of months, 6 months, realistically a year, if you really keep at it, your blog tends to get known. And by the way, you do not need to be known by hundreds of thousands of visitors.
Okay.
That's not realistic. Part of what makes the blogosphere go around is that there are so many different tiny little very specific, you know, vertical niches. And as long as you are, you know, reaching out and getting the audience that you want to get, could be a couple hundred people.
Right.
You know, just like maybe you have an e-zine and e-newsletter or an e-newsletter and you have a couple thousand or maybe you have 5 or 10,000 subscribers, but you only need the people that you want to reach to read it. So how long
is it? It's a great way to create community for them, too.
So one thing you can do is to teach your audience, you probably already have an audience, maybe it's even just your circle of friends, teach them. Have them go to your blog, have them leave a comment. In other words, you know, feed it a bit even if it's a little bit artificial, and kind of get it going. Tell some other bloggers that you run across on blogging on similar topics as yours. You can email them behind the scenes, hey, would you go take a look at my blog, or you know, would you leave a comment? Or, even better, go to their blog, leave a comment, and make sure you link your name back to your blog.
Okay, so there's a lot of continued cross-pollinization on the internet. We're going to take our next break, Debbie. I want to let listeners know that they can call and talk to you personally right here on the Lifestyle CEO Show at 800-773-0355. We're going to come back and talk to Debbie some more about blogging. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
So welcome back, everyone. Debbie and I have been chatting it up this afternoon about blogging. And if you have a question for Debbie, I'd like to let you know that you can call it in if you have a question or a comment. Do you have a blog? Are you thinking about getting a blog? Your blog's not working? You probably have a question if you have a blog. And we have got the corporate blogging expert here, so why not give her a call? 800-773-0355. Before we took our break, we were talking with Debbie about what a blog is, and she gave us an example of a blog that, you know, actually we looked at their entry, and it was six or seven sentences long, so it can be done. But I wanted to ask her some other questions about blogs, namely, she mentioned earlier trackbacks and other kinds of things, so I thought we could go to the Lifestyle CEO blog and let Debbie kind of use it as a way to walk everybody through what the different features are, what's there, what's not there, what should be there, just generally as an overview, just so everyone can go and look at the same thing and Debbie can tell us a little bit about some of the features there. And by the way, I use the Six Apart tool, which I think is called, what is it called again, Debbie?
Livable Type. Looks like you're using Livable Type.
Yes, that's
Livable
what I use. So, okay. So everybody knows you can go to sixapart.com and learn about how that works and purchase it. I think TypePad.com is owned by the same company, right, Debbie? So you can
right.
go there and look around and see what suits your business best. But I'm at LifestyleCEO.com/blog, and I have an entry from July 13th that has some links at the bottom. Debbie, maybe we can tell everybody what those are.
Okay. And by the way, TypePad is exactly the same thing as Movable Type. It's just the TypePad lives on Six Apart servers, so you don't have to worry about hosting it or incorporating it into your own site. It's just like having an email service like Gmail or Yahoo. It you know kind of lives out there. All right, I'm looking at July 13th, and a couple things. Donna Marie, it looks like you've got a continue reading post at the bottom of this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Get a Gig of Your Own Before It's Too Late. That's your headline.
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to be a little bit critical?
Please do.
All right. First of all, I'm having trouble reading this because there's too much. This block of copy here is just so long that I can't skim it really quickly.
Okay.
And I wish you there was more white space and a couple subheads and a couple bullet points because I'm a little under pressure here because you're interviewing me on this, but I can't read this quickly enough to make sense of it.
Okay.
So, and then it says, take the case of 60-year-old Richard Rocco at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So I'll click here, continue reading. So the continue reading feature is very important because you generally want your blog entries to look fairly short so that when you go to your home, the home page of a blog, you can quickly skim down over a period of days. Remember, the most recent date always appears at the top, and then you can skim down as you scroll down, you know, the page, and you can see going back as many days as you want to show. So you don't want any one entry to look too long. So you've done that just fine.
Yeah, well, take notice, everyone. I'm happy to be the guinea pig here. Debbie said, you know, bullet points and breaking up the text is really good, so don't do what I did and be verbose like most lawyers are and just keep on talking.
So
you have to break it up for people, so I appreciate that.
And then at the bottom of Donna Maria's post for July 13th, it says permalink. There's three links here, permalink, comments, and trackbacks.
Okay.
And by the way, this is as technical as we're going to get.
Okay.
All you need to remember, the permalink, if you click on it, it's a little text link, and then you look up in your browser window, you'll see that this blog post has its very own unique URL.
Okay.
Which right now, if you look up there, it says 2006/07/get-a-gig-of-your-own-before. In other words, it just sort of takes the title of the entry and sticks it in there.
Oh, so it has its own page. Does this link back to what you were saying before about search engines?
Exactly. This is its very own special page. Now, by the way, don't worry. If you use blogging software, you don't have to make any of this happen. This is why the blogging software is so powerful and so popular. It just does it all for you behind the scenes. It's nice to understand that it's doing it, but you don't have to do anything. So, all right, now let's go back to the main page.
Okay.
So we're back where we started. And again, there's a little link that says permalink. That's what that is. Then there's a link that says comments. Right now your comments are zero.
Right. That means no one has commented.
No one has commented. So please, anybody listening,
can't read it.
Anybody listening should go and leave a comment. Wait, and by the way, why do you want to leave a comment on someone else's blog? Because you want the link back to your blog or your website.
Okay.
Because when you enter in the little form, you have to put your name and your email address, which won't come up, by the way. That won't show publicly. And you always want to put in a URL.
Oh, I see.
If you don't have a blog, put in your website address. And then you yourself are publishing on Donna Maria's blog, but kind of giving yourself credit for being an expert on whatever the topic is.
Oh, I see. So if you look down on the page that you're on to my blog from June 13th and look at comments, there's one.
All right, let's see who that is.
She didn't say. If you go down to the bottom.
All right, it says, thanks, I needed that. I'm going to click on her name. Yes, she did.
Oh, okay. I thought. Oh, it links back. Oh, I thought.
Click on her name.
It was going to show up in the text.
Although I got to tell you something. I think this is possibly. I don't want to say it's spam, but I don't understand how this is related.
Okay, I know that person, so I know that.
Okay, all right.
Spam.
I'm sorry. But let's put it this way. It's really, if you're going to bother to leave a comment, don't just say, "Hey, cool," or "Gee, that's interesting."
Right.
That doesn't add much. I mean,
right.
Put a couple sentences and you put a little bit of thought into it.
Right, okay.
But that's what the comment thing is. That's for you, the reader, to come along or and leave a comment. And then the last thing, the last link there is trackback. And the way that works is if another blogger writes about what you've talked about in this very specific post, you would then see in the trackbacks link, it would say one or two or three. And then once other bloggers have written about, have referred back to what you've written about on July 13th. And that's kind of neat because instead of having the back and forth between a reader and your blog, you're getting a back and forth between blogger and blogger, meaning between blog website and blog website. And it's all those multiple hundreds, thousands of connections that create this sort of snowball, if you will. You know how a snowball gets bigger and bigger because it picks up more and more of what the blogosphere is.
Okay, so if I were to go to your blog, for example, and I was interested in a topic that you wrote about on today's date, I could go there and I could leave a comment, I could put my website in, as you just mentioned, and then we would be linked together by that trackback link?
You would, and just to get a little bit technical, if you click through to the continue link on your July 13th entry and you scroll down a bit, it actually says, I can see it right here on the screen, track back URL for this entry is, and then it gives us sort of a long, peculiar-looking link.
Right, right, okay.
You need to actually copy that URL and paste it into your blog entry. So that it'll show up on your, so that the trackback shows up on your blog.
Right. Okay. Okay. For all you guys out there listening, this is, you can listen to the show again if you need to kind of get through some of the technical information and get used to some of the words that Debbie's using. But remember that what she said at the beginning of the show was the value of this is that once you get that snowball effect going and people are commenting and you're doing using trackbacks and you have relevant comments, is you have the snowball effect, which can't help but benefit your online business, because people keep visiting your website, and everyone knows when that happens enough, you do generate sales.
Now, listen, I want to say one more thing about your post. Am I allowed to?
Please.
Okay. This is just part of blogging etiquette. You always should include links inside your own post, your own entry. You should link to other websites, other sources. For example, maybe there was a news story about the celebration on July 6th of President Bush's 60th birthday. You could just link to that news story. You link to other bloggers, other blog entries, and the reason is that shows that you are, you know, engaging in this conversation and that you're offering something useful, so that when someone goes to your blog, because remember, 6 months from now, they're going to go see July 6th, President Bush's 60th birthday, but maybe there was some really great article on this on CNN.com.
They might want to see.
They might want to click on it and go back to it. So you're creating a, you know, an informational resource. You're not selling per se, but you're positioning yourself as an expert or authority or a thoughtful person on the topic here of, you know, why you need to be careful about your own career and not just take everything for granted. So always including links. I mean, it's just the best advice. Just always link.
Oh, great.
And always. I mean, it's almost nothing you can write about where you wouldn't include a link of some sort.
Great advice. Great advice. Okay, so we've gotten started with where to go to start our blog. We're going to come back after our final break and ask Debbie a couple of more questions, and then we're going to find out where we can go to meet Debbie and learn more about her so we can get more information from her and really pick her brain and keep taking advantage of her expertise through her books and other resources when we come back. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. Stay with us.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and we are here with the corporate blogging expert, Debbie Weil. And by the way, for those of you who'd like to get some more information about Debbie, if you're here in the Washington, D.C. area, you can actually meet her next Tuesday, July 25th. She is hosting a free sneak peek launch for her new book, the Corporate Blogging Book. It's going to be held at the Fourth Estate Grill at 7th and L Streets Northwest here in Washington, D.C. from 4:30 to 6:30. You can meet Debbie. She's going to have some of the corporate blogging stars that are featured in her book there, and you can meet them and pick their brains and learn more about blogging. She's going to be giving away an autographed copy of the book, and also we'll have advanced copies of the book available for purchase. And Debbie, before we took our break, we were talking about, we were picking my blog apart. Thank you very much. And again, I just think it's so valuable to actually be able to look at something when you're talking in general terms about what something is. It's helpful to be able to look at something. So people listening to the show later, we'll be able to go to the website and look at it and know exactly what we're talking about. And Debbie, once you get to the point where you say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and blog, can you offer some tips that sort of the big companies use or the big successful bloggers who are selling products? Most of the Lifestyle CEO listeners actually sell products, consumable products specifically. And so what are some tips and tricks that sellers of consumer products can use to make their blog work for them?
Okay. Well, interestingly, you know, I have to say the big companies are really learning from the small companies and not the other way around, because blogging really took off as a small entrepreneur, you know, consultant vehicle for marketing, and it's the big companies who are now taking a page from their book. But here's an example that I think might be useful for your listeners. There's a terrific site. It's called 800 CEO Read, just the way it sounds. I think there's some dashes in there. I think it's 800-CEO-Read. And it is a business book site where you can buy business books. I'm going to go to it while I'm talking here, make sure I'm not making this all up for the URL. It's a business book site, and they have a companion blog. No, I didn't do that. Maybe there's no dashes. I'm sorry.
I'm going to find it, too, while we're looking at it. It's 800-CEO-Read with no dashes.
Now let's try that. 800-CEO-Read, no dashes. Sorry, this is all on the fly. Yep, there you go. 800-CEO-Read. And that's basically what it is. It's a business book service they sell, but they also have a blog. Now, let's see if we can find it. Yeah, it says...
Daily blog?
Yeah, daily blog. That should be more visible, in my opinion.
You're right. I think that's true. But there it is down the left side of the website.
And by the way, it looks like they're using movable type. I kind of recognize it.
Okay.
And what they do is, this is what's really key, is they don't say, bye, bye, bye. They say, oh, we have a new review about whoever this woman is, Lisa Hannenberg's new book.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, now let's just see something. I'm going to click on the name of her book, and yes, if you click on the name of her book, it goes to the product order page
right on
their site.
Right.
And that's nice. That's useful.
Right.
But remember, everything else is just interesting, useful information. They say it's reviewed today by the Miami Herald.
Oh, good.
So
It goes to the Miami Herald website.
It goes to my... Now, is that useful? Does that... You might say, well, I think I'm going to read that now. And then in addition, it looks like Todd S., by the way, is Todd Satterstein. In fact, I'm supposed to talk to him later today.
Uh-huh.
He says, I recorded an interview with her.
Oh, okay. So you
and
can go
there. And
you click
there, and it goes to their series of podcasts.
Excellent.
So he's not saying, you know, he doesn't need to say bye, 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 because what he's saying is, hey, this is interesting. Here, this is credible. It's legitimate. Here's a review in the Miami Herald. Here's my interview with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, this is even better. If you don't know this author, you should start with her blog, which is called Management Craft.
Okay.
So I clicked on that, and that goes to her blog.
Okay.
So we just in this one, this is what, a 4-line blog entry.
Right. How long did that take?
Well, you had to think about what he was doing, but it has 1, 2, 3, 4 useful links.
Right.
He's also put them into categories. We really didn't get into that, but that's something else you can do, is organize everything you write, put them into categories so that people looking at your blog over time can see what your categories, what your topics are.
Right.
But this is just a great example of, and I know it's books, but it gives you the idea. It's talking about stuff that's related to your product, that's useful, that kind of adds and enriches to whatever it is you're trying to sell.
Right.
And in
right.
a very low-key way, and I mean, after looking at this, if this were a particular interest of mine, I would think, I've got to go get this book.
Mm.
He didn't tell me. I'd click over there and buy it, but I'm thinking, well, I think I better go buy that.
Right, right.
And okay. that's how it works.
Right, and you can do that no matter what your product is. You can link, for example, to customer reviews about your product on other websites.
Absolutely.
And that obviously helps, because if it's a good product review, people will be more inclined to come back and buy it. And then, you know, another thing that I've seen, and maybe you can comment on this too, again, is small businesses that are using blogs to kind of personalize themselves to their audience. So if you're selling products, for example, that you make yourself, like many of Lifestyle CEO listeners are manufacturers of cosmetics products, or they make, you know, kind of jewelry and accessory type items, beaded jewelry and things, and they blog not only about, you know, links to products reviews and things, but they also blog about themselves and, like, trips they took and their new yoga class and all that kind of stuff. I have a one friend who sells organic products, and she ties it all into kind of her discovery of yoga. At least that's her thing right now. And it kind of personalizes her to her audience. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's very much the way to go. And I would think about, don't you never really blog about your widgets per se. I call them widgets just to be silly, but You blog right. about stuff related to your widgets. So if you, again, are an entrepreneur or whatever, you know, a service kind of business, think about usually that what's related is lifestyle kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're selling something that's organic, whether it's organic, maybe it's organic cotton, you know, yoga is related because yoga is a lifestyle that's related to people interested in yoga tend to be interested in things that are environmentally correct or, you know, organic or that kind of thing.
Right.
So you
right.
just you don't really have to think too far afield to figure out where that's going to go. And if it's something you're passionately interested in, that's going to work as well.
Uh-huh.
Because that reveals something about you as the entrepreneur. And, you know, it's just like People magazine. People love to know more about, you know, more about you.
Right. I love that point. At the conference this past weekend, one of our speakers was talking about that, sort of the personally branding yourself in addition to the products and services that you sell, and it all, you know, fits together in one big combination of things that, you know, sort of combine together to create your brand. So using a blog to do that, I mean, it sounds like, of course, you do have to put, as you said, some thought into it, but just looking at the 800 CEO Reads, it kind of like getting started is probably the hardest part. And then once you get started, you can kind of just, you know, you kind of get the hang of it, and you just basically blog about things that happen to you or things that you think about that day that you can kind of tie into your message.
You know, it takes a while to kind of find your bloggy voice.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you have to sort of, there's only one way to do it, and that's to get in there and do it.
Right. And that's no different from everything else that small business owners do. I mean, you may think you have a great product. 6 months later, you may still be manufacturing it, but it's going to be a little bit different.
Exactly. And once you get out there with version 1.0, even though you know that it's still not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that gives people a sense of a little bit, can be make people feel very uneasy. Well, gee, if I'm not sure I can start blogging because it won't be perfect.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, let me guarantee it will not be perfect.
Right.
In fact, you might even make a mistake and have to come back the next day and say, you know, I goofed.
Well, you might even have a blogging expert tell you in front of millions of people, hopefully millions of people listening, that they can't even read your blog. It's too much.
Well,
that's so great that you mentioned that, though, because that's how even, you know, the big software companies, they release the product before it's perfect, and then they get the bugs out of it.
Exactly, and that's the whole new sort of business ecosystem where, you know, that's what Web 2.0 is. That's just part of the way people are doing business, and that's part of what, you know, authenticity is. And people tend to, they'll cut you some slack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you're honest and authentic and transparent,
mm-hmm.
People tend to go, okay, that's fine. People really appreciate it when you reveal yourself to be human.
Right, they sure do. Well, Debbie, thank you so much, Debbie Weil, for joining us today on the Lifestyle CEO Show. Your tips have been extremely helpful. I want to let everyone know where they can go to meet Debbie at her website, which is debbieweil.com, and that's spelled DebbieWeil.com. You'll see in the upper right-hand corner there's a store that you can visit, and you can download some of her great resources. She also has an online newsletter that also has great resources to help you build and grow your blog. And you can also visit thecorporatebloggingbook.com, where you can download a free chapter of Debbie's book that is going to be available in August. Actually, you can pre-order it now on Amazon.com. But I can tell you from having looked at that first chapter that it is fantastic, and I'm going to go over and order my copy right away. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone, on today's Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be back next week with another great show. In the meantime, break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. See you next week, guys.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.